1888.
Live, and you can take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to get interactive in whatever way is your preference. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Tally,
and Allie.
All right, so 855, 450-FREE. There's some pretty big news that we didn't get a chance to talk about last night on the program, and then Allie's going to give us an update on this Obama healthcare debacle, which actually we haven't talked at all about on Free Talk Live, despite the fact that it's been all over the news, so would like to get to that tonight as well. In addition, liberty activist Adam Kokesh finally has been arraigned on federal charges today. We'll tell you what it was that he said at his arraignment to the judge. The toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. But definitely the big news, at least as far as I think Free Talk Live is concerned, is yet another revelation regarding the NSA. Of course, for those of you that have been living under a rock, Edward Snowden is a former contractor with the NSA who quit his job and basically went on the run. He's now currently in hiding, basically sought asylum in Russia because the U.S. government pretty much considers him public enemy number one. He came out with some pretty amazing revelations about the NSA spying on Americans earlier this summer. And ever since then, there have been this trickle of Edward Snowden-related NSA revelation stories coming out. And this is what he promised. He did say that it was going to get worse.
Well, he's not the only one who came out. He wasn't the only one who worked for the government and decided to blow the whistle on what the NSA was doing. There are others who did, too, and they're also people are the government's going after them too. So
really, I didn't know there were other people from the,
yeah.
Like people,
well, I'm getting this from a video that I was watching, and it showed them saying, "Yeah, I came out too," and it wasn't supposed to be. Don't give Snowden all the attention. It was just like, "Hey, did you know that there are these other people also who are willing to stand up to it?"
I think the difference is Snowden got all of these different presentations and all these files from the NSA that, you know, were official documents, and then he released them. If listeners wanted to read this reporting, Glenn Greenwald is really the primary reporter that Snowden released these materials to, although there are others. And the way that they're releasing it, I think, is really great. For instance, I think the story that we're going to talk tonight a little bit about is the Premier Chancellor of Germany, who was spied upon on her phone, and then
not
also,
just her, 35 so-called world leaders.
Right, but they released this news report right before the European Union was to meet, and so we get to watch the hilarity ensue. So I think this is just the best activism that I've seen.
It's well timed. We're going to get into that story here in a moment, but you can also bring up what you want. We've got Chris listening in Wilmington. Chris, I'm told you're listening on the radio. Is that true?
I normally do, yeah. We hear you on, I believe it's 93.7, the Big Talker. I'm not a regular listener, but I catch you guys from time to time.
When was the last time you heard us on that station? Because as I understood it, they flipped formats to a news-only format several months ago. Maybe
I really
a year
couldn't.
Ago.
Yeah, maybe so. You know, every once in a while I catch you guys online, too.
I see. Okay, so you're not listening to us tonight. I was going to say, we're not supposed to be on in that market. I would be elated to find out that we were back on that station, but they flipped to a different format of talk. Anyway, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about Bitcoin. I actually had called in a couple nights ago, and we kind of got into a little bit of an argument, and I wanted to give it one more attempt, because I think I did a really poor job of explaining my perspective, and I'd like to give it another shot.
Okay, you're welcome to give that a shot.
All right, so this is my point, that Bitcoin is not money or currency, and this is the reason why. Because currency is a unit. It's the unit of the system of measurement for value. And this is the thing about units. There's been thousands of them, and they all have two things in common. Units are all equal to a constant. They're all definable. That's the first thing that all units have in common. The second thing that they all have
before
in
you
common,
go on with your list there, the Bitcoin does have units. They are definable, and they're as definable as any governmental money unit.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the dollar is not definable either. The dollar is not currency because it's not a unit. And that's exactly the same reason that Bitcoin is not currency, because it's not a unit. You know,
what do you mean by unit?
Whenever
I'm
you
confused
say
about that,
well, these are the characteristics of units, is that they equal a constant. You know, every unit is equal to a constant. You know,
give me an example of what that, of like what's a unit and what's the constant in the example.
An inch is equal to so much distance. A pound is equal to so much weight.
So it doesn't count if you're like 100 pennies is worth a dollar.
That, yeah, but a penny isn't definable. A penny doesn't mean anything. Ever since 1971, whenever we decoupled from gold, which is definable, currency hasn't been real. It's not real currency because it's not a real unit.
But you know? gold rates go up and down also. It's not constant.
That's right, yeah. Well, no, the value is not constant. A piece of gold is always a piece of gold. You know, I mean,
well, and a Bitcoin is always a Bitcoin. I don't understand why you don't apply the same concept to Bitcoins. A Bitcoin is what a Bitcoin is, which is, you know, there are Satoshis that make up a Bitcoin, a bunch of them.
You say that a Bitcoin is equal to a Satoshi, it's the same thing.
No, a Bitcoin is equal to an S-load of Satoshis. The Satoshi is like one point, it's like 0.000001 Bitcoin is a Satoshi.
Absolutely, I agree with you. But whenever you say that, what you're saying is an inch is a 16th of an inch. You know,
no, that's not what I'm saying.
It doesn't mean anything whenever you say that a Bitcoin is a Satoshi. That's just a division of a Bitcoin.
Well, just because it doesn't mean anything to you doesn't mean it doesn't mean things to other people. To other people, that's, you know, a division of a Bitcoin, and there's a very finite amount of those that makes up a Bitcoin.
If someone sends me a Satoshi versus someone sending me three Bitcoins, I'm going to be more happy about the three Bitcoins than the Satoshi.
But what is that quantity equal to? You understand what I'm saying? You can't.
I figured out by converting it to what it would be in FRNs or Federal Reserve notes, regular money that people use. I figured that out because I just am used to buying coffee and groceries in FRNs, and I'm not used to buying Bitcoin. So I use that to figure out how much it would be, and that's how I value it.
Exactly. So, I mean, you use it in terms of something else that is definable, which a dollar really isn't definable, and neither is a Bitcoin. You know, but
gold, really. People have different feelings about precious metals.
Gold is objective. Gold exists. There is such a thing as a unit.
So does Bitcoin. Bitcoin exists on the internet.
It doesn't matter if Bitcoin exists or not. That's not the point. You know, look, all systems of measurement are dependent on a unit. All units have this characteristic. They are equal to a constant. Bitcoin is not equal to a constant. The other thing that all units.
So what is a perfect example of a currency for you then? Because Jason Talley's already pointed out that gold and silver are certainly not constants.
Anything that's... No, but they really are. I mean, gold and silver always are gold and silver. You know, they actually exist. They are constant.
But depending on people... But what's not constant is people's valuation of them, just like with Bitcoin.
Right, but what you know, the change in valuation is a change in price. Price is the representation.
So basically, it's once again, look, Chris, you brought this up a couple days ago, and I boiled it down, as I'm going to again here, to the fact that you don't like that Bitcoin's not physical. You don't like that you can't hold it in your hand.
No, that is not my point whatsoever. My point, look, an inch isn't real. It doesn't exist. It's just a concept. A pound doesn't exist. No units of measurement actually exist. They're all just an opinion that we choose to share. You know what I mean?
Okay, so what's wrong with the opinion of Bitcoin? Because it seems to be really, really good. Like, a lot of people like it all over the place.
It's not definable. It's not equal to a constant.
It's very definable. It's code. You can go and take the Bitcoin software and you can edit it and you can look at exactly what defines a Bitcoin. It's very real. People took the time to write down code and they created the Bitcoin. What is it equal to? It depends on what somebody's willing to trade for it. You could go to bitcoinstore.com and you can buy all kinds of things that'll show you what it's worth. Thanks for the call, Chris. Good luck. 855-450-FREE. I don't really want to cover the same ground over and over again. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Look, if you're not comfortable with Bitcoin, don't buy any. That's totally fine. The rest of us who are comfortable with it are really enjoying the process. It's Free Talk Live.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves with you tonight. It's Ian.
Tally.
And Allie.
And join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. The front page of the site created by listeners like you. You can go there and with a free account on our site. Also, you do need to have a free Reddit account as well. You link them together, and you're good to go from that point on. Makes it really easy for you to submit content right to the front page of the site. That way, we can know what you think is interesting, because obviously you can call into the show, but not everybody is interested in hearing their voice on the radio. But you can kind of put your voice on the front page of our website by submitting content right to the front page, and then other listeners can vote it up or down, whether they like or dislike. You can go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there for free. We just had a gentleman on the line who was very vehemently skeptical of Bitcoins. And please, you should be skeptical of Bitcoins. I was skeptical of Bitcoins, and I wish I hadn't been a skeptical at first, because had I actually bought Bitcoins when I first learned about Bitcoins, I would be doing very, very well right now. But I was skeptical, and I waited, and I, you know, took more time to learn about it, and by the time I bought them, they were more expensive. But they've gone up since then, thank goodness. And you should learn more about it, but when you're ready to jump in and try it, and look, you can buy as few Bitcoins as you want. You don't have to buy one Bitcoin, because one Bitcoin right now is near $200. You could buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. You could buy a tenth of a Bitcoin if you wanted to. If you just want to dip your toes in the water and just kind of see what it's all about, you can go and get, but you have to have a Bitcoin wallet first. So go to blockchain.info. I'll tell you later how you can actually buy Bitcoins. Go to blockchain.info. And you can get your free Bitcoin wallet, which will make it so you can access Bitcoins on your laptop, or if you've got an iPhone or perhaps an Android phone, you can download the blockchain app, which makes it just shockingly easy to be able to send money and receive money from and to others anywhere around the world. So you can be sitting in the same room as somebody else and send and receive money to that person, or you can be halfway across the globe and send and receive money, and it all takes the same amount of time, which is very, very fast. So go to blockchain.info, get your Bitcoin wallet today. But please, go learn more about it. Spend all the time you want learning about Bitcoin. Find out that it's, you know, a decentralized currency that was created by the geeks, not some bank, not some government. That it decentralized means it can't be shut down. That there are more people all around the world every day finding out about this. More companies are adopting, taking Bitcoin. Some of the big news this week was, I guess, one of the major Chinese search engines started taking Bitcoin for advertising dollars.
Which just means it'll be more valuable to everyone who's holding Bitcoins, right?
In theory, if more sites are taking Bitcoin, then yeah, it would seem to follow that they will be more valuable. Does that mean they won't crash to zero tomorrow? I don't know. Anything could happen. The future's unpredictable when it comes to commodities like this. But Bitcoin has all of the hallmarks of a currency. It is a transfer. It's a go-between between individuals. It's a transfer of wealth. You know, it is a currency. People
use it as a
currency. It's divisible. Yeah, it's very divisible. More divisible than the average currency.
Exactly. Very, very much so.
It's secure. It's cryptographically secure. So it can't be cracked. It can't be, you know, you can't be robbed by somebody remotely on the internet. You could if you let your wallet into their hands. So just like a regular wallet, you do have to be protective of the Bitcoin wallet. But yeah, it's got all the factors, and the world is adopting it. And the more people that adopt it, the more it'll become worth. Some people think that one Bitcoin could be worth $1 million someday. Who knows? Maybe they're totally wrong. But if they're right, and you spend $200 now to get one Bitcoin and just sit on it for 10 years, who knows what will happen? You could be a millionaire after that. Or it could go to zero. You never know. Anyway, blockchain.info if you want to get your Bitcoin wallet right now. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It was big news, and it dropped earlier, I think it was yesterday. Although, for whatever reason, this one is dated today. Maybe they updated it. The Guardian over at theguardian.com has the story. James Ball reporting that the National Security Agency has monitored the phone conversations of 35 so-called world leaders after being given the numbers by an official in another U.S. government department, according to a classified document provided by whistleblower Edward Snowden. Confidential memo reveals that the NSA encourages senior officials in its customer departments, such as the White House, State, and the Pentagon, to share their Rolodexes so the agency can add the phone numbers of leading foreign politicians to their surveillance systems.
Now, diplomacy is about building trust with your allies, right?
You would think so.
And
yeah.
So, I wouldn't trust somebody if I'm giving them my phone number, then they're spying on that phone.
No, and that's some of the fallout from this story today. This hit headlines yesterday, and some of the headlines today are that government bureaucrats or elected politicians in these other countries are none too pleased about this, and that this could affect a variety of international agreements.
I could see why.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's something, having information is such a powerful thing to have in your possession because you can totally use it against someone and threaten them with it. If you don't do what I want, I'll tell your people about this deal you made with this other country. Who knows?
Yeah, leverage, blackmail, sure.
So the document notes that one official handed over 200 numbers, including those of the 35 politicians, none of whom is named. I hate it when they call them leaders. That really turns me off.
Because you think that leader means something more positive?
Well, I think that that these people aren't leaders. They're just thugs. I mean, they're politicians.
Because people voluntarily choose to follow people. And there are real leaders, like, in that sense. But then there are people who force others to do as they say.
Which are the politicians in this case. But it's very common for news media to call politicians leaders. I just want to make it clear, I don't consider them that. Going on, they were tasked for monitoring by the NSA, these 200 phone numbers. The revelation is set to add mounting diplomatic tensions between the U.S. and its allies after the German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Wednesday accused the U.S. of tapping her mobile phone. After Merkel's allegations became public, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney issued a statement that said the U.S. is not monitoring and will not monitor the German Chancellor's communications.
Now, notice the distinction there, and my eyes rolled when I read that, and the German government picked up on this. That statement, and journalists asked Carney about this, it doesn't say anything about the past.
Right. Which is very sneaky, right? I mean, that's how government works. They're very, very careful with the words that they choose.
Or sometimes they just lie, like when the NSA originally was asked about monitoring thousands of Americans' phone calls and personal information. They just said, no, we're not doing that.
Yep.
And Merkel arrived in Brussels for an EU summit. She accused the U.S. of a breach of trust, saying, we need to have trust in our allies and partners, and this must now be established once again. I repeat that spying among friends is not at all acceptable against anyone, and that goes for every citizen in Germany. The NSA memo obtained by The Guardian suggests that such surveillance was not isolated, as the agency routinely monitors the phone numbers of world leaders and even asks for the assistance of other U.S. officials to do so. The memo, dated October of 06, which was issued to staff in the agency's Signals Intelligence Directorate, was titled, Customers Can Help SID Obtain Targetable Phone Numbers. It begins by setting out an example of how U.S. officials who mixed with world leaders and politicians could help agency surveillance. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's more about the NSA coming up here. In fact, one NSA director was on a public transportation and overheard saying interesting things. More coming back.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window, and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you. And those features do include the webcam. You can go, you can watch, you can listen, you can interact. The chat room is built in right there to the same page as the cam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. And by the way, the webcam is now brought to you by ProXPN. And we've been talking a lot about ProXPN over the last few weeks here on the program. The company is actually run by a pro-liberty guy who happens to be a listener of this program, which I find that pretty cool because the service is pretty cool, and I'm using it on my laptop. ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go to sign up. Now, when you're ready to jump up to the premium account and get unlimited bandwidth, because there is a free account there, but you want unlimited bandwidth, you want the ability to run torrents over ProXPN, ProXPN protects you. If you care about privacy in this crazy NSA world that we're currently living in, ProXPN can help you. And the way it works is it creates a secure encrypted connection through which all of your online data passes back and forth. It's basically your own VPN out to server locations all around the world. So your internet service provider no longer knows where you're going and what you're doing online. So your coffee shop that you're hanging out, they can't know what you're doing while you're sitting there using their internet connection. You at school, your school can no longer block the websites that you want to visit. workplace, your workplace can no longer block the websites you want to visit. So you can get around almost any internet block with ProXPN, and that includes other countries. So if you're in China and you want to do searches that China would normally not allow you to do, you do it if you've got ProXPN. It also obscures your IP address. You don't, the sites you're visiting don't know where you're located. They think you're where the ProXPN server is. Could be Dallas, could be Seattle, could be the Netherlands. So you can go to proxpn.com/FTL, get signed up there. They've got a free account, but when you're ready to upgrade, and you will be because it's amazing service, use our discount code. It's FTL20. That's FTL, the number 20. You'll save 20% on the lifetime of your account. Now, if you buy the year-long package, that gets your cost down to $5 a month. Is your privacy worth $5 a month online? I would hope you'd say yes. ProXPN.com/FTL. And again, use our discount code FTL20 when you're ready to sign up. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The NSA has been busted again, outed by yet another Edward Snowden-supplied document. This one is encouraging government bureaucrats in the federal government to send over their Rolodexes. Hey, you've got numbers of world government people. Send them to the NSA, and we'll put a tap on their line. Which is just it's interesting to me, considering that the NSA is located in the United States, but yet they can tap phones internationally?
Oh, no. The NSA is located throughout the world. When I was in the Air Force, I was stationed on two bases that had the NSA involved also.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that's really, really scary stuff. These people get their reach is everywhere.
They work with the military, all the branches.
I wonder how a government agency's reach is determined, right? Is it just like the head of that organization tries to reach as many different spots as they can get to and to control other departments, other people's lives? Or is it just that there's like one guy in charge of all the departments who says where the lines are?
Well, that's a good question. Every bureaucrat has the interest in expanding their purview. So whatever the organizational structure is, each managing bureaucrat has an incentive to manage more, because the more they manage, the bigger their budgets are, and the more their budgets are, the more they can skim off the top for themselves. So, and of course, there's more power involved in controlling more people. So
right,
they all have the interest to push for further expansion. So if one NSA manager is managing, you know, the region of Japan or something like that, that Asian kind of region, they would push to get into South Korea, and they would push to get into, you know, whatever other areas they possibly could, because that's what bureaucrats do. They want to expand the bureaucracy.
Or different types of communication.
Sure, that they could monitor.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit more about the case here from The Guardian. This is the memo that came from the NSA, went out to what they call their customers. Now, their customers in this case, the White House, the State Department, and the Pentagon. In their memo, they note that a U.S. official provided the NSA with 200 phone numbers to 35 world leaders. Despite the fact that the majority is probably available via open source, the PCs, intelligence production centers, have noted 43 previously unknown phone numbers. These numbers, plus several others, have been tasked.
Tasked.
And being tasked presumably means that they're monitoring them actively.
Mm-hmm.
The document continues by saying the new phone numbers had helped the agency discover still more new contact details to add to their monitoring. These numbers have provided lead information to other numbers that have been subsequently tasked. But the memo acknowledges that eavesdropping on the numbers had produced little reportable intelligence. In the wake of the Merkel row, the U.S. is facing growing international criticism that any intelligence benefit from spying on friendly governments is far outweighed by the potential diplomatic damage. The memo then asks analysts to think about any customers they currently serve who might similarly be happy to turn over details of their contacts. The success leads S2, that's their Signals Intelligence Division, to wonder if there are NSA liaisons whose supported customers may be willing to share their Rolodexes or phone lists with the NSA as potential sources of intelligence. It states S2 welcomes such information. So they're very, very happy to continue to spy on people internationally. And the article goes on to go into further detail about this. But I think the point is made, and they've been busted red-handed now at this. And it really makes you wonder, what else is still to come? I mean, they've they've been outed for doing some pretty outrageous things, and people, a lot of people were shocked. Long time individuals who've been paying attention to, you know, the status of privacy in our world knows that this isn't really particularly shocking. But the fact that you've got it in an official memo form with, you know, NSA letterhead, you've got these official PowerPoint presentations from the NSA explaining how all the spying technology works. It really has, I think, drawn this home for a lot of people.
Right. And with this international work by the NSA, it makes one question. Someone who believes in democracy and believes that you're responsible for what your government does, and that if you don't like your government, then you should work to change it. It's your responsibility to do so. Well, what if your government is controlling other governments? They're not. You know, they don't get to be part of the democratic process, even if you believe that that's effective. And I don't feel effective at changing the system or changing the policy of the NSA. But certainly people in Germany aren't able to change it. People in Japan, no one, if any population from anywhere is going to be able to change it. The little leverage we have is that we can vote, and that's so far removed from this issue that that doesn't even mean anything.
Right. Who are you going to vote for that's going to actually abolish the NSA? Not anybody is going to come out of that position.
I bet a lot of Republicans and Democrats will probably run on some kind of anti-government meddling in people's privacy platform.
I don't know. I don't expect that to happen, because remember, the elections are still, at least the national elections, are still, you know, 3 years away at this point. So it's going to be long forgotten probably. By that point. And besides, why would a politician want to come out against the NSA? They'll just target him.
I'm no fan of politics or politicians, but there is going to be a rally tomorrow in Washington, D.C., and Justin Amash, who is a congressman, is going to be speaking, and he did produce a bill that almost passed, from what I hear, to curtail the NSA.
Like you said, I'm certainly no fan of politicians, nor do I place any belief in the idea that their bills are going to do anything to the NSA.
Well,
they can pass whatever bills they want to, right?
Supposedly they have oversight. They could defund the NSA, right?
They could. Are they going to, though?
Let's hope.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to put any time into hoping or any mental effort whatsoever into that. Although I imagine a lot of people in Washington, D.C. will be hoping a lot tomorrow, because this is a national event. We did mention it several days ago on the program. And what is it called? Rally to...
Stop Watching Us, Rally Against Mass Surveillance. I have a short story here I guess we can cover.
Let's
next.
Talk about that in a moment. I know their website is stopwatching.us, and I believe if you want more about the rally, you can go to rally.stopwatching.us. It'll tell you more about what's happening in D.C. tomorrow. And it's supposed to be a pretty big event. Glenn Greenwald, a number of people will be speaking there. 855-450-FREE. But please, don't be unrealistic about your chances. It's fun to go out to a rally, but the politicians, they won't care. More coming up.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? BitQuick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. BitQuick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to BitQuick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. BitQuick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit BitQuick.co and get your Bitcoin. BitQuick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want toll free here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. We give them away, including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners there. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, when it comes to potential police abuse, you're most likely to encounter the police when you're in your car. And if you've got a video camera with you, it's handy. You know, I always recommend having a video camera with you if you're going to encounter the police. Heck, any bureaucrat for that matter.
But where do you put it once the cop comes up to you? And
well, it can be difficult. I mean, if you've got a camera somewhere in your car, it's in your glove box or something like that, or maybe it's your smartphone, you've got to fumble with it, you've got to flip it open, you've got to, you know, in the case of a smartphone, you may have a lock code on there. It may take you several seconds to actually get to the actual recording function. I wouldn't say don't have a smartphone. By all means, it doesn't hurt to have this. But in addition, the Freedom Cam is your solution, freedomcam.net. This is an amazing product that gives you all-around protection. Literally, you've got a camera in the front of the Freedom Cam that records what's happening as you're driving. You've got a camera that faces the cab that records what's happening inside your cab. And there's, of course, a microphone, so all of the audio is recorded. If there's a cop that comes up to your window, you'll see the cop at the window. You'll be able to hear what the police officer is saying. And the Freedom Cam also has a GPS inside it, so it's always aware of where you are and what you're doing. And it's all of this is recorded at all times. Whenever your car is, you know, whenever it's in the on position, the Freedom Cam has you covered. And even if you're in a car accident, the Freedom Cam, even if it is disconnected from power, will still continue to record for about 10 or 15 seconds after the actual disconnection of the power. So if you have an accident, and I hope you don't, but if you do, the Freedom Cam will record every moment of that that collision or whatever the accident was. Very, very valuable tool. You can get them for Bitcoin as well over at freedomcam.net. It's great. I've got one in the car that I drive. That's freedomcam.net. So we've been talking about the NSA. They got busted red-handed, basically looking into the phone records and the fax machines and everything about these politicians monitoring their actual calls. Politicians worldwide, dozens of them, the NSA admits in one of their own memos. Now, by the way, in this memo in question, the NSA is actually admitting that they've done this as one example. So they're giving an example of how easy it is. Oh, all you have to do is turn over your Rolodex to us, and we'll just monitor everybody. One guy in this department gave us 200 names, and we've been monitoring 35 or 200 numbers, and we've been monitoring 35 politicians ever since. Well, that's one example. So how many other politicians worldwide? How many other people or, you know, government bureaucrats at high levels and various different administrative offices are being monitored? We know about 35 because they admitted to that in their own departmental memo as one example. So again, maybe it's 3,500. Maybe it's 350. But you can guarantee it's more than 35 worldwide. Oh, yeah. Now, there's going to be a protest tomorrow in Washington, D.C. We did talk about this earlier in the week, but give our listeners a recap, Jason, because maybe there's new listeners tonight.
Okay, so the website rally.stopwatching.us. The location is going to be at 11:30 a.m. at Union Station in Washington, D.C., and then people are going to march to the National Mall at 3rd Street, where there's going to be a stage, there's going to be speakers and a rally. Hopefully it'll be live-streamed. But let's see. So Snowden made a statement for this rally,
oh, wow.
And he doesn't give a lot of statements, so he said, in the last 4 months, we've learned a lot about our government, Snowden said in a statement released by protesters. We've learned that the U.S. intelligence community secretly built a system of pervasive surveillance. Today, no telephone in America makes a call without leaving a record with the NSA. Today, no internet transaction enters or leaves America without passing through the NSA's hands. Our representatives in Congress tell us this is not surveillance. They are wrong.
I'm glad that he's spoken out, because the last I heard about Edward Snowden was some paparazzi had taken a photograph of him with a shopping cart in Russia.
Oh, he's given an award also recently by former CIA employees or intelligence workers, lauding him for his work. So he did appear in public for that also.
So the website in this case for this rally tomorrow is, again, rally.stopwatching.us. And what we were discussing about this earlier this week is that certain individuals who are involved in this, more from the left side, there was one in particular at Salon.com, very upset that liberty-minded people are involved in this. They are, this gentleman at Salon was pretty livid about the fact that Libertarian Party people, Young Americans for Liberty, and one of the other youth groups was involved in organizing this and promoting this, and will perhaps have somebody speaking from those groups at this particular event. And the basic fear was that, oh, these libertarians are going to reel people in with their ideas on privacy, and then they're going to hit them up over the head with these crazy liberty ideas about, you know, economics and all that.
Well, so libertarians have been consistently against the Patriot Act ever since people were talking about it, and their rally is the 12th anniversary of the signing of the Patriot Act. So I think libertarians very much deserve to be there.
Oh, no, I totally agree, and I think it's going to be a great event from all indicators. It's happening again tomorrow, and you can go to rally.stopwatching.us. So it'll be interesting to see how many people turn out for this. I don't know how long it's been organized for. I only heard about it just this week.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, how short notice, how many people will come out. Because it's hard, man. It's hard to go to these rallies. I mean, you have to pay a lot of money to travel. If you don't live in the D.C. area, you've got to travel, and that either means get in the car and drive in or fly. flying somewhere, and most people can't just drop everything that they've got, all their responsibilities, to go and do these things, which is one of the things the government counts on. They know that you're busy. They know that they can do their government thing where they keep passing new laws and creating new rules and new bureaucracies and expanding the size of the state. And they know that you're going to put in very little effort to try to stop it. And even if you put in a lot of effort to try to stop it, it won't matter anyway, because they won't care. They're not going to care about this rally. If there's any politicians that bother to come out and attend this rally, then you got to give them credit at least, because odds are good they're going to be targeted by the NSA for some sort of retaliation. And I hope they're squeaky clean as far as the things they're talking about on the phone with people. Because if they've got a mistress or something like that, odds are good that information is going to come out at some point.
It's true. I mean, everyone should be a little bit worried about this, especially the politicians, because they're the ones that could be blackmailed for something that is going out over their phone and it could be used against them. I mean, you've seen that happen anyway. I sometimes wonder when I hear about these sex scandals, I'm sure like 100% of the politicians have some kind of sex scandal going on. Almost none of them are probably faithful to their wives. So why do we hear about this one? Did this guy rock the boat in some way?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He cross.
Like John Edwards, when he had an affair with a videographer while his wife had cancer.
Ooh.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Clintons were behind that. But that's just speculation on my part. You know they have like a file on all their opponents.
Yeah.
StopWatching.us. So they want to rally against mass surveillance. Why rally? Here's the answer from their question, or their question and answers on their website. Right now, the NSA is spying on everyone's personal communications, and it's operating without any meaningful oversight. Since the Snowden leak started, more than 569,000 people from all walks of life have signed the StopWatching.us petition, telling the U.S. Congress that we want the NSA accountable, I think they mean to hold the NSA accountable, and to reform the laws that got us here. On October 26th, the 12th anniversary of the signing of the U.S. Patriot Act, we were taking the next step and holding the largest rally yet against NSA surveillance. We'll be handing the 500,000 petitions to members of Congress to remind them that they work for us, and we won't tolerate mass surveillance any longer.
So,
I love tough talk from protesters. Really? What are you going to do about it?
Right.
If they keep surveilling you, what are you going to do about it?
Well, you already started to imply that it's kind of futile or useless to be going to a rally, at least as far as changing the laws or what the politicians will do differently. Mm-hmm. But I guess the value that I could see in going to a rally would be that you get to network with other people who have that passion, that's their issue, maybe.
Yep.
Is government surveillance, and so
that's true. I would be there if I were in Washington, D.C. I would be there with a stack of Free State Project flyers, because that is true. Being at a rally is a networking occasion, and you do get to meet people you otherwise wouldn't. You do get to, yep, you know, talk to folks and, you know, come to understandings and build your network, and that is important. I'm not saying that it's not valuable to go to this. If I were living in D.C., I'd probably go to it,
but it won't change the law. I think you're right.
No. But I love the tough talk. Oh, we're going to hold them accountable. We'll remind Congress they work for us. Well, call me a skeptic on this one. I don't think Congress really cares. Because what are you going to do? Vote for the other guy? I mean, everybody always talks about voting out the bums. Every 4 years, it's, we're going to vote the bums out.
Hope and change.
Yeah, it's always the same story. And this year, there's going to be a new group of bums that's going to try to take the current bum's office. And they're not going to be any better. And they'll tell you one thing, and then they'll do another, just like politicians always have from the dawn of time. So what can you do about it?
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No, Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.